You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 on this Friday, November 24th, as it's time for our Valley Talk program. I'm Tyler Herger, and joining me today is Anna Gustafson from Scruffy Tales. And Anna, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
So firstly, what is your role with Scruffy Tales?
So I am the director at Scruffy Tales, and I am still fairly new. I just came on in August, so I'm still getting my feet under me a little bit, but hopefully some people have started seeing me around the community with different events and things.
What are some of the biggest things that you've learned so far?
It's been really interesting being a transplant to Crookston. You know, it's got all of the wonderful things of a small town, but it, with, you know, the different aspects of it also kind of give it a different feel with, the, you know, the university life and some of the bigger businesses that are located both in town and just right around it. So it is kind of its own little different environment, and I'm enjoying that.
Yeah, it's a wonderful community to be a transplant to, like myself, so I understand where you're coming from in that, but there are some events that are coming up with Scruffy Tales, and there's one coming up on Sunday, December 3rd.
Yes, so we're very excited for this. So Crooks Bar has decided that they would be willing to do a fundraiser with us, which we're very grateful for. So on Sunday, December 3rd, what they're going to do is for the entire day, so from 11 a.m. when they open till 1 a.m. when they close, every beer that is sold, $1 of that will go to the rescue. And we're, of course, very grateful for that. You know, this year has been really hard for a lot of people, and because we're a nonprofit, you know, we're also feeling the effects of that. It's just been a little bit of a tight year financially for the shelter, so we're very grateful that they're willing to do this for us. And then we're also going to have donation boxes around in case anyone would like to, you know, donate their change to the rescue. In addition, for a couple hours from 4 to 6, we're going to have a dog or two there just in the bar, socialize. You know, it's, I think a lot of people see our dogs in the shelter and they don't get the full view of their personality. They're much more worked up at home a lot of times than they are out in the public. And so we're excited that they're allowing us to do that and get those dogs some time out in the community, meet some people.
Yeah, and that's going to be taking place all day December 3rd?
So Crooks' donation to us will be taking place all day. We will have the dogs there from 4 to 6. We're just kind of limiting the window due to staffing restrictions and those kind of things.
And you mentioned that $1 for every beer order goes towards Scruffy Tales. So that is very generous that Crooks is allowing that to happen.
Absolutely. We're very grateful for them doing this.
And are there going to be some donation boxes around, too? So if people want to donate, they could?
Yes. So we're going to just have a couple boxes. You know, we're not going to try to take away business from Crooks, but the idea is, you know, if you have change and, you know, you don't want to put coins in your pocket or something like that. It's just most like our donation boxes around town, same kind of concept.
And there's a couple other events going on. You guys will be at the Nest on November 30th for the Winter Wonderland.
Yes. So we're very grateful to UMC for reaching out to us about space. You know, with the time of year, it gets really hard on the animals to be out in the cold, and it's not fun for us people either. So they are going to offer us some space. We're going to have, we've got a litter of 10 puppies right now at the shelter that are all adoptable. So we're going to be bringing them to the event. So people are welcome to meet the puppies, take photos with their mascot, our puppies, possibly the mascot and the puppies. I don't know. We'll see how they feel about a giant eagle.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have, we're also, right now for the shelter, something we're doing to try to bring in funds is we're marketing some limited edition, ornaments for the rescue. So those will be there as well, if anyone is interested in those.
Yeah. So that'll be an exciting event going on at the Nest on the 30th. So make sure that, you swing on by and play with some puppies. And, what kind of puppies do you guys have at the shelter right now?
So the ones that we have at the shelter right now, they're little lab mixes. They're a little bit on the smaller side, but they are, you know, their teeth are developed enough that they're about 8 weeks. And they're just, they're really sweet. They're complete love bugs. All they want to do is be held. So they're just great fun. There is 10 of them. So they are kind of a little mob right now. a mob of cuddles, if you will. But they've been a lot of fun.
And do you guys just have puppies at Scruffy Tails, or are there other animals too?
Yes. So we have quite a few other dogs and cats. So if you go to our website, all of our animals that are available for adoption are listed there. This November, we are still running half off of every cat adoption, just because we have so many cats in our shelter right now. And that's been great. We've had a ton of cat adoptions out the door, but it is still going on for a little bit here as we're not quite at the end of November. We have quite a few, you know, older dogs as well. Most of them are pretty young. We do have a couple that are about middle-aged. And actually one of our dogs, Maximilian, was featured on KVRR in Fargo this Thursday. So we were very excited about that as well.
Oh, that's really interesting stuff there. So a lot of animals up for adoption at Scruffy Tails, and you can head to the website, which is?
ScruffyTails.org. And then we also on our Instagram and Facebook have our Pet of the Week, which many of you will know. And then in addition, we're on Pet Finder, Adopt a Pet. And if you go to our Chewy donation page, all the pets are listed there as well.
But there are a couple other events coming up too. You mentioned that there's a Kiwanis breakfast coming up in December.
Yes, we're very excited about that as well. The Kiwanis Club has been very kind to us again. Just doing a fundraising breakfast. We are going to do that on the 10th of December, which is another Sunday. And it will be from 9 a.m. To 1 p.m. And it'll be held downtown at the Masonic Lodge. So we're, again, very grateful for their space. It's really nice to have all these different partners in the community being willing to donate their space and their time for us. So we'll have members of the board will be there. I will be there. We're going to have some volunteers come in and help us with, you know, just running of everything. But a free will donation to get in the door. So just really, you know, trying to keep the shelter going. Mm-hmm. And we're very, very happy that we have so many members of the community that are willing to help us do things like this.
And then there's also Giving Tuesday coming up on the 28th, too.
Yes. So that's actually November 28th. So kind of in a few days here. And Giving Tuesday is an international event. It's held, you know, in other countries as well as the United States. And the idea is that, you know, for a lot of people, they start their shopping on Black Friday, so today. And you've got, you know, your Small Business Saturday, you know, your Cyber Monday. And Giving Tuesday is just kind of an event that was originally started to try to push funding of things that are needed that aren't necessarily a shop. So, like, if you want to donate to a cause in remembrance of someone, or if you want to give someone, like, you know, I would like to make a donation in your name for a present or something like that. You know, it's that was kind of why it originally got started. But it is, you know, one of those things where it's really nice when we can try to tap into some of those already existing events to try to bring funds to the shelter from the community and the larger area that we serve.
How important is it to have all of these events?
It's really important. So Scruffy Tails is a nonprofit. And we are funded completely by the community. I've been doing a lot of grant writing lately, and that's mainly because our building needs some structural repairs, some updates, and the board is also in agreement that we want to try to get that funded through grant money. You know, it's anytime you've got an older building in the area, there's just things that come up. We don't want to try to force something like that on the community. You know, we feel like that would be a hardship, but it does need to happen. We need a functional building to work with. And so, you know, as far as the keeping the lights on, keeping the internet going so we can use our computers, you know, staffing costs, we have to have staff to take care of the animals, those kind of things. You know, they're not glamorous costs, but unfortunately it's just things we have to do to keep functioning. We have a really great community as far as, you know, bringing in food and bringing in litter. And obviously the shelter's been here for a long time. So we've been very well supported and loved by the community. And we're incredibly grateful for that.
Yeah. And those grants, that's going to be really huge to keeping the building updated. And, you know, most importantly, making sure that the animals have a nice place to be at before they get adopted.
Absolutely. And, you know, we don't, our our upstairs is, you know, we tried to make that nice because that's our lobby area. But, you know, downstairs, it's, we're looking at just, you know, trying to repair the cracks in the cement floors, getting it epoxied so it's easy to clean. You know, we've got some pretty damaged ceilings. You know, anytime you have a building as old as ours, unfortunately, there's going to be some things that you need to fix. And then in addition, with our frost level, we're built into the side of a hill. So that it does things to our foundation. It's just the reality of the situation. But, we're hopeful that, you know, we're going to be able to get enough grant money to get that fixed in the next year.
So, that's going to be, hopefully coming up soon for Scruffy Tales. And, we mentioned the website once, but, what all is on the website?
So scruffytales.org is our website. And when you go on, there is all of our adoptable animals. And then we also have, surrender forms for people who aren't able to take care of their animals anymore. We do try to take in surrenders whenever we have space so people can get on our wait list for that. We have right now, like any specials that we have at the shelter, like last month we had a, $50 off every dog adoption. This month we're doing half off cats. So we have that update on the shelter. We've got, you know, a board member application if anyone is ever interested in becoming on our board. We have, like a inquiry form about our ornaments that we're doing right now. We have a donation page in case anyone would like to do donations. And then, you know, we have just general contact information, where we're located, what our email is, phone number, hours of operation, just those kinds of things in case people want to stop by, give us a call, any of those things.
Yeah, what are some of those contact info and the hours of operation in case people aren't aware?
Of course. So our number is 218-281-7225, and we should be listed in the phone books that just came out. And then our email is just info@scruffytales.org. So we try to keep that simple, for people to be able to reach out to us. And, it worked fairly well. You know, we have, if you've been into the shelter lately, you've probably met Kelsey. She works at our front desk. She kind of triages all the emails coming in through that, and she's absolutely fabulous. So we're very grateful to have her.
Mm-hmm. And then, the hours of operation of Scruffy Tales are?
Yeah, so we're open Monday through Friday from noon to 6. And then on Saturday, we are open from 3:30 to 6. So our kind of our biggest constraint with that is, you know, staffing again. We do try to open a little bit on Saturday for the people that aren't able to make our hours during the week. And if anyone is ever, like, interested in visiting an animal or, you know, coming out and just seeing the place, but they can't do it during our business hours, they're welcome to send us an email, give us a call. You know, we do try to accommodate those requests. We just need to know about them with enough time to make sure that we have people there that can assist you, versus people that, we need actually working with the animals at that moment.
So a lot of information you can find on the website, scruffytales.org. Anna, is there anything else you'd like to talk about on our Valley Talk program today?
Just really quick, I would like to touch on our, quarterly newsletter. So that is coming out, and it should be in the mail by, early next week. And for everyone that is on our email list, you will be getting an email, with the newsletter as well. You know, people that are on our donor list, businesses that are our donor list, will of course be getting sent a physical copy in the mail. But if anyone wants one and they're worried that they're not on our list, we will have some extras at the shelter if you'd like to stop by and grab one of those or just read it. And it kind of runs through, you know, all of our staff, big goings on at the shelter, what it costs us to get an animal out the door as far as vaccines, and health appointments and those kind of things. So it's just really good information about the functionality of the shelter, where we're at, and all those things.
Well, Anna, thank you very much for joining us on today's Valley Talk program.
Thank you so much for having me. We really appreciate it. And we hope to see everyone on December 3rd at Crooks.
So December 3rd at Crooks, we hope you stop by. So Anna Gustafson from Scruffy Tales, and now it's time to join the Minnesota News Network.